Keep going.
Anyway, like I say, it's my grandfather's 96th birthday, and we only had 60 candles. That means we need 36 more, a box and a half. So we borrowed 36 from my brother. He had two full boxes, because in about 6 months, it's his 48th birthday. But that's still a ways off, so we borrowed 36 from him, which leaves him with 12. And that works out nice, because his kid is going to be 12 next week, so we're covered all the way around.
You got an interesting family.
Anyways, we put the 96 candles on my grandfather's cake and we start to light them up, okay? But there's so many of them that by the time we get to the last one, half of them are just little holes in the frosting with smoke coming out. But if you look down into the holes, you could still see the flames. So my grandfather blew out all 96 candles, but he had to do them one at a time because he had to blow down each individual hole. Plus, he's short-winded. You know the good part?
I can't imagine.
He got 96 different wishes.
Did any of them come true?
I think 3.
You believe in wishes? I mean, you believe they come true?
Nah, I believe in wishes, but I don't believe they come true. Not unless it's a real easy wish, like, I wish I was at a birthday party. But you gotta blow out all the candles, or else the wish don't come true. If one candle stays lit, you don't get your wish.
Well, suppose you wished one candle would stay lit.
What do you mean?
I mean, suppose you wished that one candle would stay lit, and then you blew them all out. What would happen?
Well, it couldn't happen unless you blew them all out.
But if you blew them all out, then one candle wouldn't have stayed lit, so your wish wouldn't have come true.
Don't give me that college shit, will you? Jesus, Herbie, you ever notice this guy? As soon as you start talking about something intelligent, he has to throw in that college shit. He says, if you wish for one candle to stay lit, it won't happen unless you blow all the candles out. That's the kind of shit they teach in college now.
That's right. Just so happens my major was comparative birthday cakes with a minor in frosting.
It wouldn't surprise me.
You gonna have hats? It ain't a party without hats.
Nah, no hats.
How come?
They come 50 in a box. What am I going to do with 48 extra hats?
In your family, it might work out.
I know. That's why I ain't going to do it. See you next week.
Okay, so long. Have a happy birthday.
I'll do my best.
One Christmas when I was little, my Aunt Lil gave me a book about railroads. It was just the kind of gift I hated, a book. I wanted a toy, preferably a little car or truck, or maybe a few soldiers. I didn't ask much. Just some kind of toy a boy could play with every day and not get tired of.
No, a boring fucking book about railroads with pictures of fucking trains.
My mother forced me to tell Aunt Lil that I really liked the book. She made me lie and say thank you and all that other drivel shit parents are constantly trying to push into your head. She didn't want to hurt Lil's feelings. Actually, she didn't want to look bad in Lil's eyes. Well, I made the mistake, common in childhood, of listening to my mother and following her advice. I thanked Lil. Guess the result. Right. Every Christmas and every birthday from then on, I got a fucking boring book from my fucking boring aunt fucking boring Lil. First buses, then airplanes, then trucks, then cars, and on through the years until she ran out of conveyances and had to switch to buildings. I weep when I think of all the soldiers I could have had. Probably a battalion or two. Ah, well. I realize the problem now. I was too young to have learned the following sentence. Hey, Lil, take your fucking railroad book and stick it up your ass and get me some goddamn soldiers. That would have nipped the whole thing in the bud. Does anybody really listen to that shitty music they play on the radio? FM radio music? What's it called? Adult contemporary? Classic rock? Urban rhythm and blues? You know what the official business name for that shit is? Corporate standardized programming. Just what an art form needs. corporate standardized program.